Begin the current daf. Masech the human daf yitches. Begin on the base. Begin the test and ask. Begin with the gemara. But Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said tibuli nasa b'chulu. What I mean? Just the fact that if he even petitioned her to get married, so then actually the halachic problem of dam chimud. So how could they have been a wife for the day? So says Taisis, la have a matzah lishna. The gemara cannot have answered. What I mean? Ketanah shligiz man liris. We're talking about girls that it has not yet reached their period. And they were no concern about them seeing dam, because says Taisa, Maskin and Perik Tanaik, the Gemara concludes, Anidav Samachvav Med Aleph, that actually the Milsad Rava, this teaching of Rava, is a fellow Gitana, is even by a minor, Dema Machabna, maybe because of the hard desire, she actually will see dam. So therefore, that wouldn't have been a good answer. Now, Morva says, it seems the Heicha, the Tavuli Nasi, that if he petitions a woman to get married, Vyashvashim Nikim, and even if she sat and she had 7 clean days and didn't see dam, and Rachalaisim Shiva Batkash Achzarav, and all those 7 days she did a Badika in the morning and the evening, but Tavlin, she even went to the mikvah. But like never, but if they didn't have bia, oh, she would actually have to do bedik every single day. The reason is dila oilam mishtavu li nasei, because always from the moment that he petitions her to get married, ikalisvuki, you could be in doubt. Dima chazi machmas dechimud, that maybe she's going to see dam because of that desire. Achadibol until there's bia. Hikach bein shivanikim samach lebilas mitzvah. The difference is that shivanikim has to be those 7 days before the bia's mitzvah, and mechim pershashbam perik tunaikis. Continue next to the master begins with the Gemara Yichude be'alma have miyachdilu. You're right. They weren't really going to be intimate with these women for the day. They just wanted to be secluded with them. To have yichud. Pirush Rashi, like Rashi explains, lo hayu barin lehen, they weren't cohabiting with them. They were just secluding with them asulai and nothing more. And therefore, that answers the question why we're not concerned for the dam chimu, or we're not concerned for the fact about the having children, because they weren't having. Now, Mehikshari, the re-asked, Imkain, if that's the case, well, Kivin Asru and Lavelin, so then you're saying that they're forbidden to have relations, and that's you're conceding to the question, or you're just saying that they were secluding, then my Paspasal Ekin, how does this take care of the whole idea that we're saying, oh, they're bread in their basket? Well, you don't have Paspasal. Paspasal means that you could, and here you can't. However, regarding this, you could say the kibnei shalachas, and since they would be permitted after 7 days after the dam chimud concern would pass, so pas basal kriin beis, so we call it ready bread in your basket, meaning you're already halfway there, you're already just waiting for the process to follow through. Therefore, that would qualify as pas basal, and that would diminish their urge. But they have another difficulty. How could you even permit for them to have yichud? Let's say someone got married. And she got her period that of Nida. And volleyball, they had not yet had bia. So who yashim beinan nashim, v'yishti shein men nashim. They have to sleep in separate bedrooms because they never had relations yet, and therefore there's still the urge. And we see, therefore, that yichud is forbidden, although generally the husband and wife are not concerned. So here is the same qualification where they never had relations yet, so how are they even allowed to do yichud? L'achi pirishri, but the re-answers, he explains differently. He says, the chiyam riman habaliyemu, when the Gemara says that these Tamidicham would say, who could be my wife for the day? They didn't say who's going to be my wife for today to cohabit. The announcement was, who's going to be my wife just to be secluded with me? Since they said, no, you're not going to be my wife, you're just going to be so I can be secluded with you. So that's the answer to the question. That's why they didn't have a concern for dam, because they're not going to have this lust, because I'm not going to be your wife, I'm just going to be your partner to be secluded with. Now, Manir Lee says, it appears to me, Kimashi Eksha Miksubis, this that the question from Miksubis, that we just asked previously, that they had this question about, wait, how are they even allowed to be miyachad at all? And that's where the re-changed the interpretation. So it's actually like caution. No, that's not a difficulty. Because the Hadam Mahasimistic Mo says over there that they have to sleep in separate quarters. That's for a young man, the Leinos Amal, who has never married before. The Yitzhak Tekvetve, he's got a pretty strong urge. He's never had relations. Whoever holds on to his male organ and he urinates, it's like as if he's bringing the flood to the world. Now, Maflik Hassan, the Gemara of the French is over there. Kama Bacher, Kama Nasi. Depends if he's a young man or if he was already a married man. But Nasi Shari, Ava Pishay Nishnima, regarding a married man, he's permitted, even though his wife's not him. So therefore, Ravram Nachman, they were able to seclude even with women that would have dam, because we're not concerned about the Yichud. And that says, coming to prove that Makar Chahidik Subis, you have to say the Gemara Subis that says that Yichud is forbidden, is Ibe Bacher, is talking about a young man. Make Tony from the fact that it says, Mishay Tavuch Tavach, it says that, oh, if they already had slaughtered all the needs for the chasna, or meis avish l'chasna, yimish l'kal b'chulu, and the father of the chasna, or the mother of the bride, passed away, etc. Ad, until where it says, v'davka avish l'chasna, yimish l'kal. Now, specifically, we're talking about, yes, specifically, the father of the groom and the mother of the bride. The lekenish the tarach, there's not going to be anyone that's going to take care of them, and therefore, we're going to do certain leniencies. Now, mezemechir rihasam, from there, the reprove is that arbi misha in lebanam, we're talking about someone who doesn't have any children, was never married, where it's embarrassing for him to go away, he's not used to this. His parents always say he doesn't take care of the needs of his chuppah. Aval alman, but regarding a widower, he'll take care of it himself. And on that halacha that it says, and also a man, another situation happens by the wedding. If let's say she becomes a nida and they didn't have cohabitation, he sleeps between the men and she sleeps amongst the women. And so you see that's regarding a bachur, because Alman actually, you wouldn't have these leniencies because he would take care of himself. He wouldn't say, oh, you have to go ahead and do this leniency because the father of the groom, there's no one else that could take his place. V'chein lefarish. And more of a test says, I can even explain, this head says that he didn't have bia, hainu lebom me'aylam. That not only that he didn't do bia now in this new wedding with this new wife, it means to say that he never had bia in his life. Alman, but a widower, although right now he doesn't have a wife, and yet maybe this is the first time he'll have intimacy with this wife, but since he once already had a wife before, that actually his new wife could sleep with him in the same room, even though they never had be yet. And for sure, says Taisus, the rabbis in the good that the Gemara is bringing over here, that even now they had wives. It's just that they weren't here in the city where they were traveling to. And that's what Taisus says, and even you were going to want to say the Alman Kamakinasa. That yeah, a widower in that situation would be usher too, like the Gemara says over the Inksubas. But here with these rabbis for sure be permitted. Since they had wives in their houses. And therefore they don't have so strong desires. And so it's actually to the contrary. Actually, it's more preferable to say Rashi's interpretation and not the Ri who had his interpretation because of the difficulty of Ksubis, which Taisa is answering now, on Rashi. Because says Taisa the contrary, according to the Ri, it's actually difficult. What does this mean when the Gemara says that Yichud have miyachta, they would just be secluded? It should have said that just for Yichud, in other words, according to the Ri, it's not just that they were miyachta, it's that they notified them, that they only wanted them to be secluded them. And not to say, oh, Yichud B'Alma have miyachta, what they actually did. It's not about what they did, it's what they announced. But Miu, however, says Taisa Metzin Lameimu, we could say, this that we say, this terminology of, oh, they would just be miyachta with them. Because it has to answer the other question too, of we said, Loisa Adam Isha B'Minin Zuh B'Chulu, we're not allowed to marry a woman in this country and in another country. As it says, in practice, Yichud B'Alma B'Chulu, all they did where they were secluded, and that is V'Lahoy B'Alma Lein Klal, that they did not grab with them at all. And therefore, you don't have the concern of Minyakov that of sisters marrying that of brothers. And we know this from the fact that they didn't bring the women to their cities. Obviously, that they didn't have a relation with them. That they only went and they were secluded with them to satisfy their desires. Because if they wanted to, they would cohabit with them. Then actually would bring them to their cities so that the siblings should not marry each other. So it's regarding that question that we wanted to say that in, not just in the announcement, but even in practice, whatever, that wouldn't be necessarily a difficulty on that of the Reed. But says Taisus, Vashta now, although I differentiate between the bachur and the married man regarding the halacha of the Gemara Ksubet Avdal, regarding of Pirsanidim, if they could sleep in the same room or not. But says Taisus, Ain Lilim Mikan, but you can't take this one step further and to say, if someone lost a relative on a Yomtiv, where a Yomtiv is comparable to the Shivas Yemei Mishnah of a Chasna, where that's actually what the comparison is regarding if the father of the Chasna, the mother of the Kala, dies, that we push away the days of Avelis until after the Sheva Brachas, meaning the 7 days of Shivas Yemei Mishnah. So maybe you would say the same thing regarding if someone has a relative that died on Yom Tiv. Oh, to say that if he was already married once before, the Ishti Sheni Mebechede, that his wife could sleep with him in the same room, and that Valoyim Rina, we wouldn't say, he sleep amongst the men, and she sleep amongst the women, like we say by the mourning that happens by Shivas Yemei Gemei Mishnah, and the name it to say, oh, the Hadas Rina Hasan Bavela Shabatechim Echubalish Nomai Bechad, this that we say that's forbidden for him during these days of mourning to sleep with her in the same room, that's by a young man, so says Nabade in Lachalakach. Regarding that, we're not going to make such a differentiation. Because the Hadas Rina Hasan, I feel like Shrabal, because that halach is even if he had already had relations with her. Became the Grabal Pamacha, since he already had relations, Mali Nasa Mali Bach, what's different if he's newly married, he's been married for 10 years, or whatever it is. So there's no Mokim Lachalak. I'll be pissed Nida. But regarding the case of when she became a Nida, Mukilo Dafka Bishleibal, that was Toma where they never had relations at all. And then we cannot learn that from Nida. Rather, there's not going to be a difference by that of the Avelis on the Rega, like by Chasna, between being a Bachar or a Nasa. Because Tais says, Kishamati Vishem Meir Rebbe Bechil Me Paris Atzal. Like, even the Dvam Shal Tzin and Noig Burdegel, since things that are discreet of mourning actually do apply on the Yom Tiv, it's only things out in the public, we don't act publicly as a mourner, but in private it is. And therefore, also b'tash mashmit to call me a regal. Therefore, marital intimacy is forbidden as a mourner all the days of the Yom Tiv. So Yashem ben Anashem b'chul. Therefore, he sleeps amongst the men, she sleeps amongst the women, etc. And by Yashem he digsubis. His proof is from the Gemara digsubis. The Masik Taima that the Gemara concludes that the reason why we're concerned so much that we have to have them sleeping in separate rooms is Mishum Davela Sekil Balerabon. Because since ultimately regarding the laws of mourning, the rabbis were lenient, and we said that we're going to push up Avelas until after the Shabbos Miyam Mishnah. So Lacha Kilalei, so we're going to be lenient. Vasal Zuzulabe, we might come to be disgraceful and might actually even cohabitate during the days of Avelas. Therefore, we said that they have to go ahead and sleep in separate quarters. Of Imkain, if that's the case, Berekal Namah. So Yom Tov too, keeping the Kilabe Kihasim, since we are lenient in here regarding Yom Tov, like there, where we also push up Avelis. So that's why Hu Yashem and Anashim, therefore we have to have them sleep separately, that they don't take it a step further and even cohabit, which, since Dorm Shabbatina, are actually forbidden on Yom Tov too. Now, Aval, but says Tais, B'Yusayda Shobbeinu Avraham B'Reb David Zatzal, Mitzasi, this is the Ravid, Mitzasi B'Seva Bali Nefesh, his famous Seva Bali Nefesh, and Shahar Prisha Shekosav, that he writes that actually regarding this about being together in the same room when the mourning happens on the Yom Tov, he actually writes Lehetu, that actually is permitted. B'Zel Shani, that's his words are Beliner, it's to me it appears. If it happens to a person in the mourning on the Yom Tov, Shein Tzorach Lishem Ben Anashim, know that he doesn't have to sleep him with the men and her with the women. And the Avag of the Kilei, and although we're leaning to him, B'Loi Chalala Avelas, that we don't treat regular mourning on Yom Tov, now, why are we not being concerned over here? And he differentiates. Mishum the Shivazi Meham Mishnah regarding the 7 days of Sheva Brachas Isbu Mishum Afushi Simcha Lushish Bina B'chol B'nei Chul. But there's a lot of Simcha going on, his family, his best friends, and therefore we're concerned that they're going to take it one step further to be lenient. And therefore we say, okay, you got to sleep separate rooms. Aval Simcha is a regal, but regarding Simcha of Yom Tov, less Bukia Gavna, that's not so much Simcha like on that of a Chasna Sheva Brachas. So like, they were not so concerned, and we don't make them sleep in separate rooms. The whole Gabi Shabbos, because he says by Shabbos, La'ashkechan man da'am and the Hu Yashem in the Noshim, we don't find Shabbos that he has to sleep in the separate room, Afakav to Le'nogim Avelis, although we don't do Avelis either on Shabbos either. So Akam Lashayim, that's the end of his words, and therefore he says we're not concerned, and we don't require separate rooms. So it's because that's costly. To me, it's a little bit difficult. Because Imking, if that's the case, Kippur Chasim Avelis Al-Chasim when the Gemara, they ask from the morning of a groom, which we see over here, that is more lenient in people's eyes than the Isra of Nidam, that by Nidam we're concerned only when they didn't have Biyam, and by Avelis we're concerned even if they had Biyam, La Avelis the Amo, to the Avelis in general, where we're more concerned by Avelis than that by Nidam. And that's why by Avelis we're more stringent, and we say that they have to sleep inside a room. Mishan Rav Asher Vashi answers, Mikom Adamas Avelis to Hachal, Avelis to Amo, you're going to compare the Avelis over here to Avelis in general. Avelis to Hachal, the Avelis over here by a groom, Akil Berabon. The rabbis were lenient, Pirish. And Ulahachi Hu Yashem and Anashim, therefore he has to sleep in separate rooms. Avagav the Kvabal, although that they already had Biyah, and because it's a different concept. It's just because we're more lenient, but not because of his desire. You're right, but neither we're not so machmer, and by chasam we are because of the leniency. Now the problem is, but according to the Ravid, you didn't have to say because we're mekel. Have a muscle mifli being avelus dachalam. You could have separated between avelus over here by a groom, by a chasin, and in general, mishum dachab esbi afushay simcha. Based on his words, is because we're concerned because of the great simcha, and that's why they're going to go ahead and in the levity go ahead and be lenient. And that's a taste me somehow. However, what you could say that's not difficult is that difa minakam hashani. Right, we give a better answer, but you're right, we could have said that same answer too. And if it's not necessarily difficult on the Ravid, who he actually says is mutter, because he differentiates and he says that it's only by Shiva's, the Sheva Brachas that they were machmer because there's great joy. But by that on Yom Tov, he says actually not, we're not going to have the same concern as we have over there, and we're going to be makel, we're going to be matter, their yichud of the couple, even during the Avelis, if it's on the Yom Tov.